My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, you never know when it comes to some of these characters in sports who love and relish the cameras, moments when they go viral, and the following player is somebody who, from the moment he got drafted, was he a second-round pick?
Yeah.
Keon Coleman for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. I think he was in the 30s somewhere.
Wide receiver from Florida State, and he could be a steal for them in the second round. I mean, there's some big expectations for him, but from the moment that he started doing videos and doing press conferences, I mean, the internet has fallen in love with him. He does seem like a genuine fun character. So that brings us to his contract signing, which was this on one of the reality shows or their in-house
I think it
production?
Was an in-house thing. It was when they were asking him, you know, what do you do for fun outside of football? He talked about golf. He said, I'm not Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Wish He Could. Stuff like that. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That was an in-house thing.
Okay, so he's signing his contract and $10 million. Very few of us. Now, we sign contracts in the media, but very few of us can relate to something like this. Like, hey, here's your $10 million contract and your $5 million signing bonus. Sign on the dotted line, right? It's the only thing that I can even remotely compare it to is when we were finishing the mortgage and the 55 documents that we had to sign.
Yes.
To do that with the title and everything.
But on that one, you had to give people a bunch of money. He gets a lot of money for
he's
this.
Escrow's a funky thing, Danny.
And, you know, these state by state, I guess, in reading the comments, state by state, certain states are very finicky about the signing process for stuff. Well, this is very different. This is an NFL contract. The cameras are on him. And here is the video.
I got a question. We sitting there talking about my whole name on kind of signs. Whichever way you know you're signing it. I'm saying, like, am I signing an autograph? Or, like, I don't sign an autograph or put my whole name. Like, I put your whole name. See that what I was asking?
So he's asking, I'm used to giving
like
my signature.
I get this. How I sign things. So when I was in the military, I worked on airplanes. You had every airplane has a big book of documents and you have to sign every action that you do. And so I just did, it was an O, an M, my middle initial, and an L, and they're swooping and quick lines. And I did that for a house thing. And they were like, well, how do we know that's you? And I'm like, cause I sign it this way every time. I'm not going to dispute it. They're like, no, we need to be able to see all of the letters in your signature. And I said, can I print it? And they go, no, you have to.
So you just had to write your name.
But that's not how I sign things.
Right. That's not a sign.
Came to me 5 years from now and go, this thing that shows every single letter in cursive, did you write that? I'd say no, because I never sign anything.
I think a signature is a way to get away with writing your name without actually writing your full name. Like, my signature is sort of like a capital D, a bunch of scribbles, a capital C, and a bunch of scribbles. Like, it's not, you don't know that it actually says Danny Cunningham.
Right.
Like you can make out, you can kind of make out the Y because it loops around and sort of underlines the rest of my first name, but you, it's not like actually all spelled out.
Yeah. Like Kenny has.
I'm sure his is exquisite.
Great. Well, he's been working on it since age 4.
Like not only is his so good, he's actually developed one for you.
He's made one for me. I just haven't practiced it because I have zero signature. I have no way to do it. So Keon Coleman's 21, and people are ripping him. They're calling him stupid. They're like, oh, did he even go to school? And I'm at a loss. I don't understand how one thing has anything to do with the other. Like, this has nothing to do with intellect. He's 21 years old. We're in a society that is at the least formal it has ever been. Mm-hmm. Look at how people dress up for work now. They don't. Look at how people dress up to go out. They don't. You could go to weddings now, and people are just wearing jeans and a shirt. Like, we are not in the same realm as even when I was young, even like 20 years ago, how different things are. So, and maybe you yearn for that. Maybe some people say, I wish it were like that again. When it comes to this, like, I can totally understand Keon Coleman, who has been signing, and remember, there's NIL now. These guys are doing autograph signings like crazy. I remember Dustin Fox would tell me about how he would get carpal tunnel signing so many autographs after they won the national championship.
And he wasn't even getting paid.
Well,
that's true. Wait. I'm not on the right page.
They're not taking away that championship. Speculation. They're not retroactively taking away the championship based on some things Dustin might have got. Either way, like, these guys are all signing their signature.
Yeah. Over and over and over and over again.
I don't know why anybody would be shocked that he would think otherwise on something like this. Do you think Keon Coleman has written a check in his lifetime?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't have a checkbook.
You don't even have a checkbook?
No, I used to. The only things I've ever written checks for in my entire life are the first apartment I had living in Madison, Wisconsin. I had to pay via check. Like, there was not an online portal where I could go on and just make an electronic payment. Since then, I've not written a check. I don't have a checkbook. Everything I pay for is either with my
Mitch, do you have a
my
checkbook?
Credit card or cash.
You're younger than Danny.
I do have a checkbook, but unlike your first apartment, Danny, I just pay for my apartment electronically. No checks.
Well, what do you use your checkbook for? Anything?
When I pay my taxes, when I pay my send my payments in, that's the only thing I can think of.
See, for that, like, I'll go get a money order from the bank.
I have a checkbook. It does not have my current address that I've owned the house for 4 years.
Yeah, mine doesn't have my address either.
How often do you guys write checks?
Mine is 4 moves ago, and I'm not throwing them away to get a new address. I am not changing that. And also, I do not even put my full name in the signature. And it's not like they don't go through. Like, nobody cares. So I think anybody making fun of Keon Coleman in this situation, you're probably just older and you're from a different time. I could totally get this.
And also, if you're Keon Coleman, you're signing a document that's going to give you $10 million. He probably wants to make sure he gets it right. Like, he probably wants to make sure that he doesn't have to go back and do this again.
That's
like,
why he's asking. That's why he's asking for clarity.
I have no problem with him asking this at all.
Now, I know. Whoever the suit is, I don't know if that's their GM or whoever it is. Their CFO, I'm not sure. But I think he's like, what?
The accountant.
He's probably very confused how there could be any need for this. But it is kind of a funny moment. And I'm telling you, I got his back on this. I could totally understand why this would be the case. All right.
Yeah, I get it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.